Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com and watch us on live stream.
Where Fred is nude today.
No, but dude, I looked at myself in the mirror, and the deathbed Marlon Brando thing is spot on. Jeez. I've got to retire this look. I thought, okay, yeah, that's funny. And then I look in the mirror and I go, like, holy mother. Nailed it. Oh, man. 713-780-3776. And it's funny. We're talking about Marilyn Manson. Rob Zombie Jackson tweeted out he had a story on it beforehand, and he still wants to shoot for SportsMap HOU. I am hopeful that, well, I mentioned that we have a new content management system coming. September 4th is when it's going to launch, which, great, right in football season.
That means probably like November 19th.
We actually pushed this one back from where I wanted it. So,
okay.
Regardless, it should launch September 4th. And hopefully, once we get that up and running, I'll be able to expand. And I want to do some of the things that we used to do for sports and stuff, some of the fun stuff that wasn't necessarily sports. And we should be in a position to do that. But I got to. It's just like anything else. You got to get the basic stuff going before you can start expanding. And but I'm looking at some fun stuff. We'll see.
Guess what?
What?
Me being a diva paid off this time.
Yeah.
I wrote back to the person who sent us our itineraries for Vegas.
Yeah.
Said, hey, is it too late to get out of that 5 a.m. flight home? And they said, well, what are you looking for? And I was like, basically anything after 9 a.m.
Yeah?
Yep. They got me on the 10:15 flight. Ooh. Out.
Well, damn it. Could have asked to get both of us on
well,
that.
Well, hey, man.
I don't want to do 5 a.m.
Closed mouths don't get fed. Sometimes you like to get out of there early.
Yeah, but I don't want to this time.
Okay, well, you need to make that email.
What day is that flight back?
Sunday.
Oh. So, well, I like being back early on Sundays that are football Sundays.
Like, who wants to party all... Oh, but Saturday night.
I've done that before, though.
And then you just
stay up. You go to the airport about 4.
Because
you just stay in the casino till 3, and you go to the airport at 4 and sleep on the plane.
And the best thing is about that flight time is a 10:45 flight means you can get on, can swipe your credit card.
And watch football.
And watch football all the way home.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what you do
on that 5:45 flight?
Sleep.
You sleep.
That's all right. And then I'll get home and be ready for football.
Maybe you throw up. Depends on what happened. It depends on how the mood strikes you that day.
I will not be throwing up, I can assure you.
You can assure me?
Well, I mean, unless I pick up some weird, you know.
So you've never thrown up from too much alcohol?
Not in a long time, no. No, it's
been a while for me, but it happens.
The only times I throw up now are, like, I've throwing up after the last couple 10Ks I've run. I'll throw up after a workout sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, even if I didn't really eat anything, it's just, you know, it's just dry heaves. But if I overdo it, then yeah, I'll throw up, but that's about it. Drinking, I don't get sick from.
So.
Which means I'm probably an alcoholic.
Let's play a game, how well do you know your co-host?
Okay.
When I'm in Vegas and I am in full debauchery mode. Like, it's going to go on. I'm saying, like, hey, we're starting this party, and we're going to go till we can't walk. What is my drink of choice at the casino?
Oh God, you! I don't remember. You usually get Crown and something, if I'm not mistaken.
Vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull. That's right.
Vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, I forgot about that because that's the only time you ever drink vodka.
Yeah,
and you're punching those Red Bulls. Now, a lot of times you'll drink. Like, we'll have whiskey and stuff, and then you'll have Red Bull separately, and then you go to vodka Red Bull. Yes.
Yeah, but typically, because you can't get good whiskey from the casino floor, like, they
don't have makers even.
It's like Jack Daniels is what you can hope for.
That's your premium.
Yeah, so I always just go vodka Red Bull. And there's a new research out about people who drink vodka Red Bull.
I believe I saw this.
Apparently, drinking vodka Red Bulls, granted, these scientists who tested this were in the UK and Brazil. So, I mean, they're not American, so this isn't the smartest scientists out there.
No, but Brazilian women are hotter than American women.
True.
So there's that.
These are second-tier scientists, though. We can agree on that, right?
Well, aren't the English the ones that clone the sheep?
Yeah.
They're doing, like, stem cell stuff?
That's, like, the one big thing they did. And, by the way, are they cloning still? Is that...
I don't know. I did see somebody who looked like me the other day, though, a little younger.
Well, here's what they found with the results. And they tested them on fish, by the way. Which, I don't know if that's a good idea. But the fish that were loaded up on vodka Red Bull were more likely to take on predators and less likely to socialize with other fish than those who were sober or just drunk. So, fish A is sober. Fish B is just drunk. Fish C is drunk and Red Bulled up.
Okay.
And fish C is like, F you, fish A, F you, fish B. We're raging here. They're looking for a fight.
Okay, I would say that's probably accurate.
That's not accurate at all.
You get very aggressive in Vegas.
That isn't true. That's false. That is absolutely false. It says the study is the first to show that the two together may be exacerbating some of the negative effects of binge drinking. That is reduction of fear and problems in social communication while intoxicated, which collectively increase the risk of fighting, violence, and participation in risky behaviors. You know they're fancy because they spelled behaviors with a U.
Yeah, they put too many U's and stuff.
Yeah. It says alcohol reduces our inhibitions and in low doses can cause relaxation and euphoria. However, in higher doses, this low inhibition can cause problems with fighting or risky behavior.
Well, I wouldn't say fighting, but you can be funny aggressive when we're in Vegas and you have a bunch of those.
I just say what's on my mind.
Yeah, you.
And sometimes that makes people want to fight me, but that's not my fault.
I think the filter goes away.
That's not my fault, though, right, Tyler?
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. It's funny to watch.
It's the alcohol's fault.
It's funny to watch, and if you know you, then you know you're being funny, and you can tell it's getting under people's skins, especially at a poker table. It's hilarious to watch.
Some people get angry at me about stuff like that, but I make jokes when I'm drunk, and I don't I don't worry about how those jokes might make people feel.
No, because there's no FCC to worry about.
Right, and I'm never going to see that person again, so if I say something that he might take offense to, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
I'm very offended by you.
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of offense, right?
Like, there's been people who
that's
have
not
called,
very nice of you.
Who have called over the room boss at poker rooms and asked if they could have me not talk at the table.
Floor, can we get the floor over here, please?
Which is absurd. It's like,
can you have this man stop talking? He's really annoying.
He's making fun of my sweater. It's like, you can't call the floor because I made fun of your sweater, sir.
That's gamesmanship.
That's all it is.
You know who it is that always gets mad at him? Euros.
Oh, yeah. Like, Canadians. Canadians, too.
Most of the Canadians that are there kind of get that way, too. But
particularly and European women
and
do not
Eastern,
like me.
Eastern European. Because most of the English and Scottish and Irish guys are fun and drunk.
Yeah, a lot of
those guys are cool. But man, I forget how many foreigners are in Vegas every time we're there.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, there's a lot of times we'll sit at a table, we'll be the only two Americans.
Yep.
Do you guys want a quick update on cloning?
Sure. What's the latest?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh no, they made her.
No.
Remake.
God.
She revealed to Variety magazine that she had she actually had her dog cloned for $50,000. So you can pay to clone a dog, a horse.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Or pretty much any pet.
I ain't cloning my dog after she didn't bark the other night. I can tell you that. See, if you could clone a horse, man, I'd be cloning Secretariat.
Right.
And, well, I think people are cloning top beef bulls. So,
I mean, that makes sense, too, I guess.
It's a good, that's a good start.
But do you want cloned beef?
Well, I think it's more for, like, the rodeo bucking bulls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, you know, it'd be cool. Like, 8 clone Secretariats in one race.
I mean.
Ooh, and then clone American Pharoah. Clone all the best. That's how you figure out who the best are, right?
Would that would that make a tie?
I don't know what would happen. That's the beauty of it. I'm loving this idea. Mark says, do we really need scientists to tell us this? I could have told you that from years of working security at bars. At Vodka Red Bull. And then Lamont wants to know, how the hell do you get a fish to drink? I bet you they just put it in their water.
Just put it in their water.
Yeah.
And I mean, because they breed water, so they don't have a whole lot of choice.
In theory.
But either way, those Red Bull and vodka fish are fired up.
Interesting.
That's me in Vegas. Fired up.
Somebody says polo horses are cloned. It was on 60 Minutes.
My biggest problem when I drink vodka Red Bull is I'm trying to drink enough where I'm really drunk, but then that also means I lay in bed at night, and sometimes I think I'm dying, and sometimes I think about calling 911 and letting them know I haven't slept in 52 hours and I can feel my pulse in my eyelids.
So basically vodka Red Bull is Adderall.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that.
You should switch to double vodka Red Bull. So it's more vodka, less Red Bull.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Wow. Look at Tyler.
I don't know. Will they bring you a double at the...
Yeah, if you ask for it.
If you ask for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's the move, then.
I think that's worth trying.
That's the move. I hate when they don't bring me the leftover can when I order a vodka Red Bull. Like, just if I'm paying for... And it's different at the casino where you don't pay for it. But if you pay for a vodka Red Bull and they don't give you the rest of the can of Red Bull, they're charging you for that can. Like, I feel like I should get the can.
Unless they have a fake Red Bull out of the gun.
That's gross.
Yeah. It is.
Gross. But most of the time,
I don't like that.
Most of the time, you're not paying because you're sitting at the table and they're bringing them to
you. Right. Pretty much the only time I drink vodka Red Bull anymore is in Vegas. Because if I order beer, like, the best beer they can bring me is like a Corona. And that doesn't make me happy. And then, you know, I can't get really good whiskey. I've become an alcohol snob is the problem.
Well, we need to go to break. We'll come back to that because I think I'm becoming the same way.
Well, that's crazy because when I met you, you were a plastic a plastic bottle.
I was a pour when you met me. I would take whatever I could get. I was like, Evan Williams, man, $10 a bottle.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor and what they've got going on. If you own your home, you need to listen up. Our friends over at Bill Advisor are about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been trouble. Used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then somebody came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system, it's even faster, and you're probably going to save a ton of money. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now, text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, you guys know how to spell that, to 232323. They will reply and ask for your address. You reply back with your address, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And if you're anything like me, your quote's going to be way better than what you were paying. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. Their average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you those savings in just 15 seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of teachers back at school, too, so if you guys are listening on the way home, welcome back to work.
Dealing with my kid.
We'll get you home in one piece. 956 says sports. I like how we give scientists all this credit when they did what a serial killer child does on a daily basis, screw with animals.
That's true.
It is true.
My mom texted me.
Yeah?
During that last break.
She got any carrot cake for us?
No. She does not have marijuana for you. She said that they clone horses. A friend of mine up in the panhandle did it and still does, but the quarter horse racing won't accept a clone. They banned it.
See, I think that would be awesome.
But she said, but I don't know about thoroughbreds. That's possible.
Well, no, it's not. Thoroughbred. I do know they allow artificial insemination in quarter horses. They don't in thoroughbreds. Thoroughbreds are farther. I mean, they're a lot more.
So if they're not allowing cloning in quarter horses, they're not doing it in thoroughbreds either.
No, definitely not.
So just start your own cloned quarter horse racing association.
That's not a bad idea. That's a good business idea Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler's on it today. Double vodka. Start your own racing association. Riley says, I grew up showing steers around the cattle industry. Cloning in that area is very much real. Yeah, I think I mentioned this before. I did 4-H and all that stuff growing up. And
What did you raise?
Hogs, steers. Don't remember. I know my brother did rabbits one year. I didn't. Mostly hogs and steers and lambs. And lamb. Yeah, we had.
And did you have to sell them off to get slaughtered?
We did.
Did you get real sad?
No. And the one we didn't sell, we ate. So, but back then there was no cloning. That was
okay.
It was a long time ago. It was the 70s when I was doing that. But no, get it back to the alcohol. Oh man, I gotta tell you what happened Friday night. One night after the damn break-in, I'm sitting out on my balcony, kind of finishing off the last of my relaxation therapy smoking, and I look up and this constable car pulls across the street. There's a warehouse kind of catty corner from me that's been closed for a while and it's been abandoned. Car pulls up, and then as soon as the cop car pulls up, I see a guy on the roof walk over and look down and then take off running. And the next thing I know, there's like 15 constable cars there.
Oh boy.
I mean, I'm like going, holy bleep. And I'm sitting there on my balcony. I see him running up the little tower on the building to hide. And so I walk over and tell him, you know, so I'm kind of doing my Batman thing, you know, I'm like, I saw him crawl up the tower and like, you can see him from over there. I'm like, yeah, I can see him from my balcony. And, the next thing I know, a helicopter shows up. I guess it was already on the way, but the helicopter shows up, puts a spotlight on him, and they got the guy with the megaphone saying, this is a police, come out with your hands up. And I was like, holy bleep. The dude went peacefully.
Yeah.
But man, what kind of criminal does it take to have that many cars and a helicopter come get you off a roof? I should have asked, I guess, but I don't know if they told
know.
Me. But they did a good job. Nobody, you know, nobody got hurt or anything like that, and they did a nice job of getting. Of course, they had them outnumbered about 35-1. But
yeah,
it was so. Yeah, that was a real fun thing to have happen one day after a break into my place. Which,
so you're saying you love your neighborhood right now?
I hate Houston right now. I hate everything about it, and it doesn't help that my wife is sending me crime stats between Toronto and Houston, among other things, via email these days. So,
and that's not going. It's not going well for you.
I'm not winning any of those. She even sent me the worst place in Toronto where the crime is. I was like, okay, not good. But it'll be fine. I'll get over it. Just do what I always do. Joke about it. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And I'm guessing I'm never getting that stuff back. So I'm trying to decide whether or not
move
to go buy a new bike. Because my first thought was wait a couple weeks and see if it turns up. But I mean, I'm certain I'm not going to find them. So
probably not.
And this weekend, it kind of bothered me. Every time I went outside and saw somebody go by on a bike, and I was like, oh, man, I want to go ride my – oh, never mind. So, yeah, I should probably get new ones this weekend, huh?
I don't know. I don't – at least don't tell people that you're getting them because then somebody's going to come steal those.
Well, they're going to have to – I've taken precautions, and I still totally want to do the critical bill thing from Things to Do in Denver. And leave the garage door open and hide under a bunch of stuff. And when they break, you know, when they come to steal the new bikes, I pop up with a shotgun and say, "I'm Godzilla, you're Japan," and then just blow them away. What do you think?
That works.
Bad idea?
No, not a bad idea. But I do think that you'd better talk to Lawyer Dave.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm guessing that's not legal. But if you know they're coming.
Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna be able to get in again. They've taken a lot of precautions around our place. So 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And you know, people can say, "Oh, I'll move to the suburbs." I have friends who had the same crap happen in the suburbs. It's not a matter of bad people are gonna find you wherever you are. It's just life. Squeezing a call.
I think that's John, Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
Hey, guys. Just had a quick question on some going to Vegas in October. I was just wondering if y'all could put together a few do's and don'ts for me that I've only been one.
Do party hard. Don't get arrested.
No, I think...
Do double down on 10 and 11. Don't reach and try to hang on to your chips when the dealer tries to take them away after you've made 24.
Do not carry your wallet onto the gaming floor.
Yeah, that's a tough one that I've learned. Basically, just carry the cash in your front pocket that you're going to play with, maybe one card. If you can leave your phone locked up too, that's a good plan.
This is the move that I do now. I have two government-issued IDs, and I have my debit card and my credit card. And I always leave one of each of those pairs in my hotel room and carry the other with me. And that's that way if the worst happens, you know, you've got an ID and a credit card, you can get home.
Yeah. I basically my new plan for Vegas is I'm putting everything I'm locking it all in the safe.
Okay.
Maybe even my phone when I'm out playing poker tournaments.
Okay.
It's hard to live without your phone, but I
can't do it because especially it'll be football season. I'll be checking scores constantly. There's
no way. Yeah, I don't know. That may be harder, but the only thing I'll have with me is one debit card and some cash.
Okay.
Everything else is staying in the locked up.
All right.
And maybe my phone. That's it. No wallet, nothing.
Okay. It's a good move.
Yeah. All right.
Phone is important too because if you're going to Uber anywhere.
Yeah, that's the other problem. But the real issue with that though, you leave that thing sitting on a bar, you're screwed.
Oh, it's happened to me before.
I know. It's just, but as far as do's and don'ts, just protect your money and your wallet and your IDs for one thing. And yeah, the one time I had, the only thing that got me back to Houston after my wallet got jacked was I had a Rockets credential that had my picture on it.
That's lucky.
Yeah, that was it. But yeah, otherwise though, go check out Sports Map. I wrote a thing for it. Look under travel, and it'll give you all the places to eat, all the fun stuff to do. Do not ask for whore cards.
No, but feel free to collect them.
Yeah,
they'll be handed to
you. They'll be offered.
Yeah, but if you take one, you're going to have 50 other people coming up to you with them.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And guess who's on the line with us? The legend that is Lance Zierlein. You can follow him on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. Sports Map contributor. Oh, yeah, he also does a little radio show around here on NFL Network.
I worked with him last week.
Yeah, I heard some of that. It was a good show.
Thanks. I got a lot of positive feedback, and they were like, hey, it'd be nice if you worked with Lance all the time instead of that other dude.
Yeah, wow. I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned. You may be getting your chance really, really soon.
If I
can't change the wife's mind, you're getting a new partner. What's up, man?
What's going on? What's the wife saying?
She's not happy with the fact that we got robbed in our place and is
sending me
crime stats between Toronto and Houston. So,
oh yeah, we may lose that one.
Yep, it's not close.
I got a feeling we're going to lose that one in pretty much every other city in Canada.
Yep. What's going on, man?
Not much. Yesterday I went back and looked at some of the texts and stuff because I wanted to just get a sense of some of the things that I may have missed and fine-tune what I was looking at. I got to tell you, to me, this is as excited as I've been about their linebacking core since D'Amico Ryan's, probably in 8 years, probably since about 2011. This is as exciting when it was D'Amico and young Brian Cushing. This has got a chance to be a really plus linebacking core. I was watching Zach Cunningham fly all over the place, Dylan Cole. I already know what Bernardrick McKinney is. That was one of the things I was excited about. Now, for as excited as I was about that, wasn't super excited about what I saw from the secondary. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be a big concern moving forward is they have to have a pass rush, I think, to hold up this year. And we haven't seen JJ yet, but the signs were pretty good out at Texans practice that maybe old JJ is going to resurface again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit about the secondary because it seems to me that, and I'm not counting on Kevin Johnson to even be ready for the season because how can you? The guy's broken every time he goes on the field. I think that we're probably looking at having two guys that aren't on the roster make this roster because if D. Virgin is your third or fourth cornerback, you were in deep, deep bleep.
Yeah, that's a team whether and everyone talks about Rick Smith, what a great job Rick Smith did picking guys off the scrap heap for the secondary. But a big part of that for a couple of years was Brian Game. Brian Game was a pro personnel director, and he was a guy who was very instrumental in those Tuesday workouts and finding guys like that. So that's kind of what he does, and I think that's what they're going to have to do. I would agree with you. I don't think their secondary has the depth to go into the season the way it looks. I think they're scouring other preseason games, and putting together a list of guys that they will target once they're cut. I really do. And it wouldn't shock me to see at least one and maybe even two corners who end up as Houston Texans off their waiver wire. It wouldn't be shocking at all. It's something that team, frankly, has been pretty good at doing over the last 5 or 6 years.
Your thoughts on the middle of the defensive line, because that group seems to be pretty good, too.
You guys there?
Yeah. Thought we lost.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was just asking what you think of the interior defensive line, because those guys seem to look pretty good, too.
Yeah, they did. John and I went through the entire two deep, and the way it looks like it's set up right now with Judd Heath and Carlos Watkins and Brandon Dunn, AJ Clowney, and
Oh wow, you're totally going Android on us.
Oh, his magic toy is broken.
So good. Still sound like a robot?
Yeah. Damn it.
Hey, you want to just call us on your phone? Like old school?
Yeah, if you can hear us, just do that. Because I don't know what happened there, but sorry, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, well, sounded like a sex robot, frankly.
We can't catch no breaks.
No, man.
If that sounded like a sex robot, you need to, you're trying to talk to the robot while using its mouth orifice.
Well, that's how it sounds.
It's not supposed to talk when it's in that mode.
It talks, it just sounds more like... All right. That was terrible. So we're looking to get Lance on the phone. Here we go. How's that, Lance?
I think the kids are bogarting my Wi-Fi, so it's screwed up my reception. It's the only thing I can think
of. Tell those kids, aren't your kids in school now?
No, so one of them is. The other kids, HISD, don't go to school until next week.
Bro, that's brutal.
Man, this staggered for the way kids are. My oldest is in school, but the other young ones aren't, so we need them all to go. They all got to get going. You got to move it. It was heartbreaking, Fred, listening to how quickly AJ wanted to get all of his kids out of the house. I just thought he wanted them to stay there for as long as possible and just, you know,
no.
Just do the dad thing and just, you know, have special time together and just bond.
No, no.
That's why I divorced my second wife, was to get away from mine, so.
I'm trying to get those kids in school so mom has time to clean the house and go to the gym and make a proper dinner.
Wow, look at that. No wonder you and John did such a great show together.
Climb on, brother.
No, but speaking of the D-line, you know, I looked at what their D-line was on October 1st of last year, and I think it may look the exact same, but it's pretty decent. They've got pretty good depth along the defensive line if they can keep J.J. and Jadeveon Clowney healthy. And Clowney just came back today for his first practice. J.J., they're just being careful with. There's nothing to read into the fact that they're not playing him. They're just trying to, you know, really be careful with him. But I tell you, that's going to be a strength, and it's going to have to be because the secondary is just not going to hold up without a good pass rush. So we'll see. It really is looking like we'll wait and see on offensive line. I mean, it's looked okay so far, but let's see what happens when it's first team versus first team throughout and how they do. I feel good about the quarterback. I feel pretty good about the wide receivers for the most part because Ellington has been a really good find. But the O-line is going to be the scary part, the secondary. It's no different than what we thought coming into it. It's the same.
What are your thoughts on the running back group? And, you know, we see Alfred Blue fumble. It seems like they're wanting someone to step up and say, okay, I'm taking Alfred Blue's spot on this roster, and I don't know that anyone's really doing it. And then the other question is, do you think Jay Prosh is going to be a Texan when week one comes around?
Well, that's an interesting question because Prosh isn't going to get on the field for a lot of reps, and then he's got to be a special teams monster. But they've got four tight ends right now. And if they could get one of those tight ends to function as an H-back, I think Prosh's job could potentially be in trouble if they wanted to keep all four. I just don't know that they're going to find that one tight end that can do that. So because Prosh will play special teams and he can be a hammerhead around the goal line in short yardage, I think Prosh will probably make the team, and one of the tight ends may have to just try to hang on as a practice squad, or we'll see, or maybe they hang on to four tight ends. As far as the running backs are concerned, I agree with you. It's a shame we haven't been able to see Deontay Foreman yet because it looks like he would be the clear-cut backup. But with him coming off of an Achilles, I don't think you can take anything for granted. Alfred Blue is just a milquetoast running back. There's nothing there. There's nothing exciting, but he does play special teams. Everyone wants Pope to be the guy to take over, but I don't know if he's ready yet or not. You know, it feels like Lamar Miller and everyone's just kind of waiting around to see what shakes out, as you mentioned, at number two and number three. I don't know that there's a clear-cut two and three right now because the guy that would be your number two is, like I said, still trying to come back from that Achilles. And I think they would like to do better than Alfred Blue. I think they've seen what Alfred Blue is, and he's just a guy. And I think they'd like to find something better than that, but what's going to be interesting is if they don't find it on their own roster, that's another position where you can pick somebody off the waiver wire and they could end up starting for you in week five, gaining 100 yards. I mean, that's the one position where running backs at times, you know, every once in a while, they can just be a dime a dozen. And you can find running backs off the waiver wire. You shouldn't be worried about just settling for a guy just because you know him. That's one where you can find some talent out there who gets cut from another team who can still play.
Yeah, I always wondered what their aversion to Akeem Hunt was. He seemed to come in and do something every time he was on the field. Now he's hurt now, I guess, as the Chiefs waived him. But I think a guy like that would certainly upgrade that group.
Well, I think that's what they were hoping to do. you know, he was that kind of player at San Jose State, but he hasn't been that guy, and he's been hurt. And he was a running back who I wasn't a big fan when he came out. I didn't put a big grade on him at all, but he does have return ability. He's got running back ability. He's got pass catching ability. I just thought Akeem Hunt did it better than him. But clearly, you know, smaller guys have a hard time staying healthy. That's why this is such a big man's game. Kevin Johnson can't stay healthy. Akeem Hunt now has some injury issues. Tyler Irvin has had injury issues. I mean, there's a reason why guys like Brian Gain, who come from the Bill Parcells School of Height, Weight, Speed, they just covet big guys because big guys, you know, tend to break down less at the normal rigors of the NFL, even though I guess after this weekend some would argue that it won't be as rigorous as before with some of these 15-yard penalties that are being thrown out there.
Lance, Joe Webb, I understand that there is some interesting things when it comes to special teams, and he's a versatile player. But my God, looking at that dude play quarterback, it's a terrifying thought that guy would ever actually play quarterback in a game for your team. It seemed like every pass he threw should have been intercepted. Not all of them were, but every pass he threw should have been intercepted. Is Joe Webb a lock to make this team at this point?
No, I don't think he's a lock to make the team at all. I just think that it does help that he's versatile. It helps that he plays special teams and he can play cover teams for you on special teams. Brandon Weeden is going to be the backup. Most teams don't like to carry three quarterbacks anymore unless you've got a guy that you're grooming. And Joe Webb's not a guy that you're grooming for, you know, for future usage. I mean, he's a guy that clearly he can do some gimmicky stuff. He's not going to throw well. He can play special teams. He's shown in the past he can catch a few passes if you need to play him out of the receiver position. But I don't think he's a lock to make the team by any stretch, unless the team feels like they can do some duplication with the packages they run for Deshaun Watson that maybe, you know, Brandon Weeden can't run. But Deshaun Watson can pass it. I don't think Joe Webb, you can act like they could run the same offense, but they can't. So, no, I don't think Joe Webb's a lock at all to make this team. But I will say this, it does help that he has some special teams cover ability. And he's got some return background in his history, too. So, you know, that might give him a chance, an outside shot of being a third quarterback who makes the team if the Texans feel like he's good enough as a special teams player. That's rare that you ever say that. Like, well, this quarterback's going to make the team because he's good on special teams. You're very rarely ever going to make that comment.
Rankin was activated today. How soon? How much do you expect to see him Friday night when they play?
Well, O'Brien was asked about it, and he said, yeah, I think he could end up playing this week. They need to get him in and get him looked at. It's imperative that they get him some NFL snaps so they can find out if he's ready to challenge for the swing tackle position against Kendall Lamb. I mean, they really, really need to see that. And I would argue that they need to get him some reps at guard and maybe even center to find – I don't know about center. I mean, Zach Fulton has that background. But I think it's important to get him some reps at guard, too, to see if he has maybe guard potential, because to me, he's going to be a better guard or center than he is a tackle. I wrote him as an interior offensive lineman as opposed to a tackle. I just question whether or not he can hold up as an NFL tackle. I think he could be a swing tackle just fine, and I think he might be able to hold up as a very average NFL tackle, but I think he's got a chance to be a solid interior player. So I think they'll get him some reps right away in game three and game four, because they need to see where he is, because he can end up – I mean, it's a guy who could end up getting playing time this year, to be honest with you.
One last one before we let you go. Adrian Peterson looks like he's headed to Washington. That's a name we've all been kind of kicking around down here. What do you think he still has left in the tank?
Well, I can tell you this. He'll play loose with those hole cards. I can't tell you that. He'll play a little loosey-goosey with those hole cards. So if he calls you, you got to just have some stones and keep playing. But I think he's got enough left. He's physical between the tackles. You can't ask him. I think you got to ask him to just be an aggressive pounder, a short yardage specialist, a guy who can get you some tough, you know, 10 to 12 carries a game if you need it, who can give you some tough yardage when you're asking for it. There's no lead up in his running style. He doesn't have the same speed that he once had, so he's not going to break away. So he's kind of a grinder. But I still think he can be an effective NFL grinder. The question is, what's the money he's looking to play for, and will he be happy taking that kind of role? Because we saw he wasn't super happy about that with New Orleans. So that's kind of who he has to be now, and he's going to have to be okay with that.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench from 7 to 9:30 each morning with John Granato, one of the terrific pairings here at ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. And eventually he'll be teaming up with A.J. Hoffman when I'm gone. Lance, appreciate the time. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
I was a little worried about the phone there, too.
The phone, not great.
It had its moments. It was solemn.
Lance has got to get those kids out of the house. He's got to.
Well, he's got 17 of them.
Yeah, just be like, listen,
just
kids.
Just give a few away. You can't be that attached to them. Come on.
You guys go off, start your own football team. You know, I'll see you in a few years.
I get seen in Monty Python where they march them all out the house in Meaning of Life. I think that's what they need to do. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Boy, that show's flying by today.
Yeah.
Because I'd look up and it's almost 6 o'clock. We got Eric coming in here.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I got some of my beer. That was the other thing that bothered me. Because I was keeping some down in the garage. And because, you know, my closet's full, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of my BBHs.
Bastards.
Yeah. Oh, well. Next time I'm gonna leave like a six-pack down there, and they're all going to be empty cans filled with like pee or something.
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
Okay. That's a good move.
I'm gonna find some revenge here.
Some pranks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to steal my beer.
Better talk to Lawyer Dave first.
Hope you like a little falcon urine. That's all I'm saying. Or worse, dog urine.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, I haven't even gotten to half the stuff that I wanted to get to today. Not even a third of it. That's all right, though. We got an hour to go, and I think we have another show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm just ready for the real season to start.
I'm with you.
At this point, the only thing that we have to talk about is if somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And that's not good. That's not a good thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be we'll get to a lot of these stories. We'll have Eric. It's going to be fun.
I think we do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day?
Oh, we are doing a Zadok. Yeah, we didn't have time to do it that segment because it went a little long. But I have a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. And
there he is.
Yeah.
And he walks.
So we will do that. Ooh, that looks like a lot of hopadillo.
That is a lot of hopadillo.
I feel we should endeavor to do as much damage as possible.
We're going to get so wrecked right now.
Quick break.
Four of us. There's 24 bottles there. That's six apiece. In the next 30 minutes. Are you ready for this challenge, Tyler? All right, Tyler's ready.
Of course he's ready. All right, we'll be right back. It's a blitz.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.